This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter. What a fun... My next...
But before we do, let's take a pause.
After the... how you doing, buddy? Great to see ya.
I'm great. I'm in a bit of a whirlwind right now.
I was in a whirlwind until Joe said some beautiful words, which were, we're not flying to Toronto tomorrow, Steve. We're flying out on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Which, like, just, like, ease... You know how, like... Let me try to make this description as accurate as possible.
Sure. Acquiesce.
You ever have a pretty lady sit on your lap, but your balls are not in a good place?
No. And the older we get, they're only in bad places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't want to move that pretty girl because you're like, this is a good thing. I don't want to ruin.
If she gets up, she's never coming back.
She'll never come back. In fact, it's a pure accident she's here at all.
Yeah.
Set
them free and they'll go find love.
Pure Accidents is my favorite compilation CD that came out in the 90s.
Time Life presents Pure Accidents.
We didn't mean to put these awesome tracks on this CD, but you're going to benefit from it.
We didn't mean to put these on your tracks.
Yeah, I feel like
I
feel like Joe telling me that was like the girl got up and my nuts were released from the boy's grips. But then the girl like sat around in another position and then everything was fine.
Next to you had a great conversation.
Yeah.
And so I'll get back on tomorrow. Eat.
But yeah, man, we're going through some whirlwinds right now.
Yeah,
but
I can't wait to hear all about these different points.
I can't wait to hear about it either, man. But you're coming at me with something, that some kind of order of business you have or something.
Oh yeah, I'm a goddamn mess this morning.
What's going on, man?
I woke up.
You told me, and now you're telling me.
Yeah, and it won't stop until the end of this podcast. First of all, I'd like to apologize, Ariet.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Being late to this, I told you I would meet you here at 9.
Yeah.
And I was editing and I was in the zone, auto zone.
You hardly ever do that. So it's not anything that I am upset about.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like
I can't
to keep that
upset.
Number down if I could.
Yeah.
I hate when people blow me off.
I can't be upset with you, Mike. You're very...
Thank you so much. So it's about an hour later. And you're very forgiving, and I appreciate that, but I'm sorry for not being here. But also, had another commitment around 5, 6 o'clock this morning.
Oh, shit, you're meant to be married in just minutes.
That'll explain the tux. Don't watch the video episode to get the full effect of that joke.
Right, right.
Don't
watch the video version of this.
Don't
period.
Watch the video version of that if you want that to be the best joke in this particular episode.
If you're still laughing about Mike needs to get married right now and you're hoping to get a payoff to that joke, do not watch the video version.
I would not recommend.
Just keep it in your brain, kids.
So I had another commitment at 5:30, 6 o'clock, where I told a mutual friend of ours that I would play basketball. And so I'm leaving for Toronto tomorrow morning.
Got it.
Right? So before I went to bed, I have this laundry list checklist. Laundry's actually on it of things that I have to do before I leave for 4 or 5 days for Toronto. And I blew off. You're the second friend I blew off.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I would like to make a quick call.
How do you keep the... I love Byron and I love our merch.
Thank
How do you.
You
keep the string in your hood when you're washing it? Does it just stay in there? It hasn't popped out in the wash?
No.
Mine popped out the first time I washed it.
Well, that's kind of... I think you need to stop neglecting your prized possessions.
I think you're right. And I even put it on delicate. Delicate wash, delicate tumble.
Hello? Is the string out... Excuse me, Darren. Is the string out like a... like a regular amount? Is it
no? It's full. It fully came out.
Yeah, but is it evenly distributed? Excuse me, Darren.
I'm sorry, Darren. Don't be rude. We're talking.
You're on Dynamic Banter.
I can't really hear the guy in the back, but
I can't really hear the guy in the back.
Steve's. We'll discuss this okay. later. Darren.
Yeah.
It's me, Mike Falzone.
Yeah, I got Colorado. Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, a little aggressive. I'd like to start our conversation. First of all, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm cleaning my room. I feel good. How are you?
Hi, Darren. I'm also Steve.
Who's the guy in the back?
Steve says hi. Could be Steve. Could be Owen.
It's me, Steve.
He's not getting it.
No, Owen has never been that enthusiastic. Owen's never spoken at a tone like that ever.
Name one person Owen's ever been happy to see.
I don't think I could, and I'm his best friend.
I don't think that person exists.
What about Zoya?
No.
No, just kind of, oh, Zoya's
You know what? I think Zoya might be the happy, like, he might be the happiest when he sees Zoya.
Which has happened four times.
Four times, yeah.
I really can't hear the guy in the back. I can't hear Steve.
It's not going to, the audio's not going to work out. I need to obviously apologize to you for okay. my absence this morning. I told you last night that I would play basketball with you at 3 o'clock in the morning or whenever
mm-hmm.
you wanted to go to the park. And I didn't show up, and I can't tell you how sorry I am about that.
The apology, because I'm trying to be a better friend and yeah. a better person
mm-hmm.
and remove the expectation.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just, you could have showed up. You texted me after the fact. You were supposed to meet at 3 o'clock and you texted me at 3:30.
Yeah, but I was, it's important to remember that I couldn't possibly text you because I was asleep.
What about like an alarm?
What about it?
You know, like we all use those. We're all adults here.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, I appreciate the apology.
Yeah.
But we gotta be a little responsible.
I gotta be totally honest with you. I tend to, and don't take this the wrong way, but I tend to set my alarms for very important things that I have to do.
Oh, how can I take that any other way?
Don't, Darren. I'm asking you politely not to take offense to this, but I only set that for things that are not okay to blow off.
Hold on. I'm about to say something really mean. Don't get mad about it.
Well, Darren, I mean, hold on. Guy in the back. Guy in the back. Guy in the back's talking now. Real quick. I mean, hang on. Let me have him now. Let me have it. Hi, I'm the guy in the back. My name is Steve Zaragoza.
Guy in the back. How you doing?
I'm great. You know, I hate to be a I don't want to get involved in your guys' little scuffle here. But I do think
it
I need to.
Sounds like you're about to stir it up.
Well, I'm not trying to stir up anything, but I do want to say that although it did sound highly offensive that Mike considered your dumb game not a priority to him. But you know, I think if in the grand scheme of things, we're all pals here, and I really think if something so small as a useless, dumb, fun game of dumb basket, a dumb game, is an easy thing to kind of overlook, and then the next time you're gonna, you know, I mean, this isn't a wedding here.
I'm just saying that, I mean, someone might have told me that Mike maybe possibly blew you off as well. For his own personal gain.
He certainly
I'm not
did.
That's
yeah.
true.
No, he did. And it's just really one of those things to me where Mike so seldomly blows me off that it's one of those things where I'll give him a 23 skidoo and I'll let him have it.
What was that? Run that back to me again. What was that last thing? Sorry, you cut out.
I just said that sometimes at the end of the day, if we're talking about Mike Falzone here, I think he gets a little bit of a pass.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I haven't earned it with you yet. Is that what you're saying? I haven't been a good enough friend to earn a pass.
I mean, you never show up, so...
Well, it sounds like there might be a list of priority. There might be a friend list in Mike's mind.
Yeah.
Where their priority...
Hey, Mike, look, I'm not upset. I'm a little mad. I'm not upset, but I am a little mad.
You realize those two... That sentence doesn't work out. The math doesn't work.
I guess that I am... I'm mad then, I guess.
He's mad. He's upset.
Yeah.
All right. Well, for the final time today, I just want to apologize. And I want to say, you know, follow through and always follow your shot. And you miss 100% of the shots you take.
I will, you know, I'll take that advice to my grave. I appreciate it.
All right.
I'll tell you what else I'm going to take to my grave.
You've always been a good friend. And I will talk to you later, Steve. Mike, maybe I'll see you around.
I love you, Darren. I want to make plans with you, and I don't want to blow them off.
I would hope not.
Well,
this
I want to...
first time I've been on your podcast, and I feel honored.
I know. I think we need to get you in the studio.
I don't know. I don't think I have time for that.
Well, we're going to figure it out, I promise. But I'd love to see you and your beautiful bride and your children as soon as I possibly can.
Thank you for... Steve, enough about me.
Oh, holy shit, man. All right, enough about me. You went to Phantasm
Fest. I did go to Phantasm Fest.
And I want to know every last bit of it. Two, three.
Yes, I did go to Fantastic Fest.
It's the Darren.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Darren, how are you, buddy?
No, I'm just hanging out. I think the call might have cut out. Or was that intentional? I'm not really sure.
I don't know. I use Verizon, and I find that and this is my phone, so.
Oh, shit, how did that happen?
Well, it's Mike's phone. That's what are you, AT&T, Mike?
I'm Singular.
Oh, you're Singular. Okay. Well, that might be why.
Well, I'm Sprint, so I mean, maybe there was like this weird connection issue. I don't know.
Yeah, in the video world, they call that a handshake issue.
I mean, I think there's
a... That's interesting. I think there might have been a...
It's the studio. It's spotty in the studio.
Just can't keep doing this all day.
Hey, Darren, I think we got disconnect. All right, so...
He's trying to clean his room, man. Let him clean his goddamn room. Holy shit. Man. Hey, what do you think of... This is relevant. What do you think about this for Halloween in glow-in-the-dark ink?
Oh my god, I fucking love it!
But what do you think about this?
Ooh, it's a little messier.
It's
I like that.
More.
I like that.
What do you... Only people watching the video podcast, what do you think about this?
Can we do one with a pumpkin? Can we do one with a pumpkin?
No.
Where it's like the logo's carved into a pumpkin?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, we can.
Guys, welcome back to Dynamic Banter. My special guest today is Darren. I love it if nobody knows who he is. Our special guest today is Darren.
Yeah, Darren's here. Give it up for Darren. You guys remember?
Yeah, man. So I just came back from Austin. I got a little bit of the crud, which is why I'm a bit more nasally than normal. But, yeah, dude, Fantastic Fest. I just got back from this festival, and it's a wonderful genre film festival where films like The Witch and Green Room and Arrival, big tentpole sci-fi horror genre movies premiered there. Yeah, dude, it's just like a super nerd fest, man. It happens at the Alamo Draft House in... Austin,
Texas.
The
whole thing happens in one place?
One place, yeah, and which is really great, and the place just so happens to be a brewery slash restaurant slash movie theater.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just a fucking time, man.
Did you go there and get lit?
Dude, AF.
Yeah.
I got so lit. Sam Basher and DJ were there.
Nice. I like those
also,
boys.
And those are always a treat. Those are a couple of treat boys. But yeah, man, the opening night movie was Halloween, the new Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis.
That's the one where he goes to space.
Yeah, Space Missouri.
Mike Myers in Space Missouri.
Dude, no, it's this Halloween is I super enjoyed it. I loved it so much. But also to give you a little bit of a backstory, it's written by Danny McBride.
The bull rider.
Come on, you know who Danny McBride is. He's a comedian. He's in like all the Judd Apatow, or he's in a lot of the Judd Apatow movies. He's he has that accent kind of like that. Or he's God, that was a terrible impression. You ever seen Eastbound and Down?
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Yeah.
That Danny McBride.
Yeah.
Of the McBrides.
Of the McBride.
He could have, if you told me he was a bull rider.
Illinois McBride.
He's funny as shit.
You're right. He does sound like a bull rider.
Well, there is a famous bull rider named Danny McBride.
Is there really?
I have this knowledge in my head because I worked in television for a little while in Connecticut in the the Outdoor Life Network. So I was a PA. I knew everything about bull riding from 1996 to like 2004.
How many people get fucked right up playing with bulls?
Most of them.
Yeah. You ever see something happen right before your eyes?
Cutting sizzle reels of people getting hurt because that's the only thing that would get views from the coastal.
The coastal bloodlust.
It's like in where there's like a country type vibe. Everyone was like, I respect the art and the sport of bull riding. And then everyone else was like, show me when they get fucked up.
Yeah, I know, man. That's the thing. It's like people get, like, when you talk about bull riding, you're like, wow, fuck, that must be incredibly difficult. And then the second thing is like, you ever see someone get their dick split off by a bullhorn?
Dude, the whole sport is like, you either last 8 seconds or you don't. And that's the whole sport.
Yeah, yeah.
People get fucked up in the chute. Where they
before they
the
come
bull.
Out. I saw I went to a rodeo.
Yeah.
In Montana, I think, or somewhere near there. somewhere near Yellowstone. And there was some of that bull riding. It's very intense.
Yeah. It's very entertaining as well.
Oh yeah.
To see it live especially.
Oh yeah.
It's like hockey in that way.
But Danny McBride wrote Halloween. Cool. So it's like, I think I'm learning now. I wish I had more examples of such a thing. I mean, I do, but I don't have like a perfect record of this statement I'm about to make, but I feel like when comedy writers and comedy directors take on horror, it like just works.
Well, comedians are all fucked up.
Right, but also comedy and horror, the emotions of being scared and laughing are very kind of close to each other.
Yeah.
They're both like, they say laughter is kind of like a fight or flight thing from like way back when we were trying to analyze why we even laugh, like what laughter even is.
Yeah.
And I wish Owen were here because he'd be able to articulate this better.
Well,
but
I was reading an article recently about like why people laugh when other people get hurt.
Yeah.
And some of it is the relief of like, that's not,
it's not me. Yeah. And also it turns out if you do, you're a dick.
Yeah. You're a piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit.
It said that in GQ.
If you laugh at people when they get hurt, you're a piece of shit.
Also, it's 90% of the people who laugh also happen to be pieces of shit.
Right, right.
They coincide with one another.
There's a great Instagram called Kids Getting Hurt.
Kids Getting Hurt,
and it's maybe one of the best.
The only reason it's okay to laugh at that is because kids are basically made of elastic and silicone.
Yeah, they're a lot of, they're virtually indestructible.
They bounce back.
Yeah, but, or they're just too dumb to remember the trauma.
Yeah. Well, it gets
erased
out of them
instantly. Yeah. Their brain hasn't stored all the useless shit and failures in their life yet.
Yeah, they don't have any shame.
So there's a lot of room for mistakes in the beginning.
There's no self-doubt in a kid.
Not yet. That's for goddamn sure. That's the funniest part of those videos. Is you can tell there's no self-doubt yet.
I know for a fact I'm going to go off this bike jump and everything's going to be fine.
I love watching those videos. Mm. But anyway, it's not my kid. Hashtag not my kid. But yeah, when comedy writers write a horror movie, it totally works out. Like, for example, Jordan Peele wrote and directed Get Out, and that's a fantastic film.
Yeah, and the sequel Stay Out.
Right? Stay Out. I said Stay Out. Is the sequel. And Jake Stay Smith. Out. The sequel to Get Out is called And Stay Out.
Both very good, both very funny.
I want to tweet that out real bad.
Yeah, it's good. It's funny.
Yeah, so anyway, and David Gordon Green directed Halloween. And so that's another writer, comedy director. He's directed like a lot of the Danny McBride stuff and a lot of funny flicks.
Is this the one where Mike Myers kind of falls off the wagon and he falls back into drugs, but then he needs to get his life back by pitching?
Yes, exactly.
Imagine if it was just Eastbound and Down.
Did you watch that show, by the way?
Oh, very much so.
Brilliant program.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't like the later seasons, but when that show first, like the first two, I was like, fuck.
You're right. It kind of went into a real different direction.
Yeah.
But it's still a great show. Vice Principals is good, too. Have you seen Vice Principals?
I have not seen that.
It's a good show. Walton Goggins and Danny McBride. But anyway, and I think David Gordon Green directed those, too.
Cool.
Anyway, so yeah, Halloween was fucking fantastic. So that movie opened the festival. So that's the first movie I saw. Mm-hmm. And fuck, it was so good and so great to see it with an audience like the Fantastic Fest attendees. They're all just like these movie nerds that just like, they're there to see the same shit you want to see, which is like gratuitous horror, gore, comedy, artsy, weird shit. For example, in the same festival, I watched a documentary, and the name escapes me. I feel like a shithead now. I'll find out for sure right now. But I saw a documentary. I got to tell you the title of this thing. Okay. I just got to tell you the title.
Fahrenheit 9/11.
And what a hilarious documentary that was.
They got a comedy director.
Okay, here it is. It's called I Used to Be Normal, a Boy Band Fangirl Story.
Oh, damn.
And it's a documentary about these like four women who were like, who were and are massive fans, like massive boy band fans.
Any particular?
Yeah, so they went through the gamut. There was an intense One Direction fan, an intense Backstreet Boys fan, an intense NSYNC fan, and then there was like a
Belle Biv DeVoe.
There's this band in the UK called like Take That or something. There was a boy band called Take That.
Too aggressive.
And that New was another World one too? Featured. And then there was this older woman who was a Beatles fan. And
oh,
so
nice.
And they did this like real deep analyzation of like what it is about boy bands that make them so like makes people so obsessive, and at the core of a boy band is basically just like a corporation trying to get money. And but the message was really interesting because obviously this whole boy band thing really started with the Beatles. Mm-hmm. The Beatles is where this like rush of insane female fandom erupted from towards a rock band or a musical act.
That's a moist group.
It's a moist group. You could fill an ocean with those fans. Liquids.
You weren't gonna stop until I was a little bit.
No, I wasn't gonna stop until it went over the line just a little bit.
I was trying to let them have it.
Anyway, it was really interesting, but it like delved so deeply into the idea of boy bands and kind of like the concept that at one point they go into the idea that you know, it's easy to laugh at girls that are like obsessed with a boy band or something. They have all the posters and the t-shirts and they're like crying at the concerts and shit.
Because guys never yell at a TV screen.
Right, exactly. But, you know, a lot of people look at those fans and think like, well, these are just naive idiots that are like falling for this corporate created thing. And I think that like on one hand, yeah, you could definitely say that.
Mm-hmm.
And at its core, it's true. But it also like this, it's music. Music is a universal language. Yeah. And at the end of the day, they are making music, and dance is another expressive artistic thing. Yeah. And
everyone goes to the concert with the idea in the back of their head, like, no, I could fuck one of these guys.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the other thing, too. It's like all these girls that they talk to are all like, I'm going to marry this guy. Like, this man will be my husband. Like I'm going to learn. This man is going to, I don't know how to swim. He's going to teach me how to swim someday.
Oh, shit.
And it's like crazy shit like that. And then it like spans some years, and it gets back to some of these women when they're like adults. And some
of them
drown. A lot of them drown trying to be caught by their favorite boy band member. But dude, there's like this, I don't know if you know this, but the Backstreet Boys fan, like she was like an adult, and she was just like very intelligent, funny girl. And she was just like, I just love this band, and I kind of have to keep it a secret that I love this band. Mm-hmm. And but it's so, you know, you could just say you're the a fan of a rock band. You could say like I'm a Foo Fighters fan, or I'm like a, and like no one will be will think you're an idiot. But if you're like I'm a huge Backstreet Boys fan, instantly they're like, are you serious? Like,
yeah, it was a different.
It's a different thing. And so she's like, I kind of have to hide my fandom, and it's kind of sad. But at one point, I don't know if you knew this, but the Backstreet Boys, do you know they like broke up? And then, like, now they want money again, so they got back together. Uh-huh. And so what they do now is
they're touring with everyone who was popular at the time.
Like, I think they're touring with, like, New Kids on the Block, which I would see, because that'd be a fucking funny show.
I'd see that for a couple minutes.
I'd stick around for a minute, get some merch, and get the fuck out. But I want those New Kids on the Block sweatpants.
Dude, I used to have a dope t-shirt.
That's what I'm saying, man. Yeah. So anyway... I'm talking a lot about this movie, but
this is the only thing that happened.
Dude, hang on. Darren just texted me and said, sorry, my connection is bad. I'm going under a bridge.
That's a traveling boy.
And so much longer, so much later too. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the Backstreet Boys do like a cruise. They do like a cruise where you can like hang out on a cruise with the Backstreet Boys.
Uh-huh. The Backstroke Boys.
And it just looked very sad, and like these women are like rushing, and they're all like older now too, and they're just like rushing.
Older, like 30s, 40s?
Yeah, stuff like that. Well, 30, yeah, late 30s, mid, early 40s.
Hell yeah.
And it's like...
Sexual peak. Female sexual peak.
And, oh yeah. And they're just like rushing in these like waiting pools of water, like over to their favorite Backstreet Boy. And they're like, they're
all in water?
Yeah. Well, it's like a cruise. So sometimes they'll
be. So it docks in like.
Well,
Cancun.
Sometimes they'll be in like a pool. Yeah. Or it'll dock in Cancun or something. Yeah. And
Chris
all these.
Kirkpatrick will just be there in the like.
Yeah. He'll have like a margarita and he's got like, he's doing one of these in the water. And
come
the girls
touch
are just
my
like.
Dick.
Yeah. And the girls are just like rushing over. So anyway, that was really cool. So yeah, so that's kind of like that's the A to Z of Fantastic Fest. You'll see something like Halloween, then you'll see something like this documentary about boy bands.
Yeah.
And just like some of the highlights for me, the guy that directed, there's this movie called The Greasy Strangler, and it's just like fucking wacky, man. Like, it's not for everyone. Forgive me if I suggest it and you're like, I've got to see it now because I think Steve's funny and he suggests funny things. This is like something beyond... anything you've ever seen. Like, if you think Tim and Eric is a little too much, then this is like torture.
Okay.
Like, this is like The Greasy Strangler is just maybe one of the weirdest comedies I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
And so that director made a more mainstream movie starring Aubrey Plaza and Jermaine Clement and Craig Robinson and Jacob Wysocki's in it. Do you know Jacob? He's one of the Bath Boys, the bigger boy.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
He's the biggest of the boys.
He's the biggest bath
the
boy.
The bigger boy. I love him so much. He's in it, and he's got, like, this fun character. But anyway, that movie, like, fucking tore me to shreds in a fun way. Like, it was just, like, really fucking funny. And not at all like The Greasy Strangler. So it's, like, a little more mainstream. So, like,
that
if you guys
want to... just about a regular strangler.
This was about a... this was about a dry strangler.
Right. This time they greased him up.
A smooth strangler.
Yeah. Smooth.
So that movie was amazing, and then I saw Suburbia, Jesus Christ, Suspiria,
okay,
which is a remake of a classic Dario Argento movie, and this stars like Tilda Swinton and like a bunch of great, the girl from the 50 Shades movies is the star, and she's like fucking incredible.
The one who has sex.
But yeah, Suspiria was fucking brilliant. And, but just, I just saw like a bunch of fucking weird movies, man.
Nice.
And I loved it. I had such a good time. And then it's Austin. So you're like eating the fucking best food on the planet. Uh-huh. Like everything has queso.
A lot
of barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Queso on everything.
Hell yeah.
And just like you're drinking good drinks and you're having a fun time and it's like hot as fuck, but it's also like, humid, so it's like a little intolerable, but it's so beautiful. It's just, Austin's wonderful.
How's it humid? Where's the water come from?
I don't know. The moisture. I don't exactly know. I don't know where that moisture's coming from. Must be the sky. Closed
cloth.
But yeah, I just love it, man. I love it so much.
That's great, bud.
Yeah,
I'm
thanks.
Glad you had a good time. You were there for how many days?
I was there from Wednesday to Monday.
From one film fest to the to another.
I know. We're going to Buffer Festival in a couple of days.
So you were like, let's see all these acclaimed directors directing all this shit. Dude. Now let's watch a bunch of YouTubers.
A bunch of YouTubers
with
make
movie
stuff.
Cameras.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, Fantastic Fest is like 4 movies a day sometimes.
Yeah. You watch everything.
Everything, yeah. I mean, if you want to, you definitely sure could. It really is one of those things where it's like, yeah, if you want to watch 4 movies a day, fucking do it. You got it, man. You got your ticket. Get in there.
So you would recommend, like, if you're a fan of, you should go definitely not miss this thing.
If you're a fan of a tight-knit, intimate community of nerds that love talking about movies, and then if you're a fan of the type of movies like Halloween and The Witch and Greasy Strangler and weird irreverent documentaries about like people that build haunted houses and stuff, then you have to go.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to.
Dude, did they play that, the documentary about haunted houses?
Yeah.
Because
they played
it
last year. Yeah.
Oh, I saw that on Netflix a couple days
ago. Yeah, isn't it great?
It was so intense.
I know. Those people, that's the thing. It's like, whatever you can think of,
yeah,
there is a fan of it,
yeah,
and then a group of
which is why people like this podcast,
right? Exactly. Whatever you can think of, there's a group of fans that love it, and then there's a group of those fans that are like way intense,
yeah,
and that's what that documentary is about.
That's very interesting. That I would recommend that, especially if you want to get freaked out by how real people have separate lives.
Yeah, and at one point,
dangerous lives.
The craziest thing about that documentary too was like the guy that like the guy that like they thought was like involved in a crazy neighborhood sex ring or something.
Oh shit.
Do you remember that part?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, or you didn't watch the documentary.
I left a couple times.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Anyway, well, yeah, sorry, that took a left turn.
It's pretty stoned.
Let's do a little sponsor spot, huh?
Okay, great.
Great. How about that? Great.
Grapes. This is my favorite level in Fez has the song. Water level.
Guys, this episode of Dynamic Banter is brought to you by Prime. I'm sorry, Jesus Christ. I mean, yeah, it is. I just, you know, I mean, it is. Guys, this episode of Dynamic Banter is brought to you by Amazon Prime Video. Honk, 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 Ryu, Ryu.
Somebody was just squeezing Steve.
Hey guys, Amazon Prime Video Channels, why don't you watch your favorite shows and movies anywhere, anytime? But you're asking yourself, what is Prime Video Channels? Well, Prime Video Channels is one of the offers of Prime Video. So when you join Amazon Prime, in addition to the fast, free shipping, you also get access to thousands of movies and TV shows, including award-winning originals, all included with your membership and available to watch on Prime Video with Prime Video Channels. You can then add and watch 100 plus premium and specialty channels all on Amazon, no cable required. You only pay for the channels you want. This is super rad. If you have Amazon Prime, you already have access to this. And if you don't have Amazon Prime, that's real dumb and weird, because Amazon Prime is just like, I don't know, man. It's an essential for humanity these days.
Sure.
It really is just like, I love it so much. I've had Amazon Prime for like, I don't know, 10 years or something, and I'm never going to cancel
it. It's very cool. The fact that you could want something and then get it like next day,
and the movies and stuff, like I have my Amazon Prime app on PlayStation, and I'm just like, I'm just gonna be honest, the other streaming apps do not have the things I want, and Amazon Prime Video has it. So with Prime Channels, Prime Video Channels, you can add channels a la carte to your Prime membership, and you can then watch them on Prime Video anywhere, anytime. It's the Prime benefit that lets you choose your channels. And Prime members can subscribe to premium channels like Showtime, Stars, HBO, Cinemax. Guys, this is great because you can just lessen down on all your apps. Got fucking 30, 40 apps.
Too many apps.
Break it down to just one app here with this Amazon Prime app. Plus 100 more, no cable required. It's a game-changing way to get the channels you want and watch every single episode of hit shows like Game of Thrones, plus must-see series this fall, like Season 9 of Shameless and Season 4 of Outlander. Now, why should you try it? Well, I'm just going to say one thing. Cable bills are expensive.
Amen.
And you're paying for tons of channels you don't watch.
Yeah.
What's the answer? Getting this.
Oh.
This is the answer. Because then you don't have to worry about paying for things you don't watch. Worry about those crazy cable bills. It's just... Look, guys, with channels, you just sign up for the channels you want, regular Amazon account, then you watch the shows, super easy. They've got free trials. You can cancel whenever you want. Over 100 channels, as we said before. So here's the thing, guys. Prime Video Channels is an Amazon Prime benefit. In addition to fast shipping with Amazon Prime, you can also have a great entertainment delivered to you instantly through Prime Video Channels. And you can create a TV lineup you love with shows with channels like Showtime, Stars, HBO, CBS All Access, Noggin, PBS Kids, PBS Masterpiece, Acorn TV, and BritBox. And all the channels start with a free trial. You can start a 7-day free trial of the channels you haven't tried yet. So, guys... Here's the deal. I've got Showtime because I want to watch Who is America.
I'm dying up here.
The new Sacha Baron Cohen show. And I'm dying up here, which is a great show. I want HBO for very obvious reasons. Game of Thrones, Last Week Tonight.
Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. There's that one all about... how some friends don't show up for basketball if it's too early in the morning.
Suppose here's how it works. When browsing Prime Video, you look for the channel, category/filters, and select the channel or show you would like to watch. You can start a 7-day free trial of any of the channels you haven't tried yet. Follow the on-screen instructions to confirm your subscription details and complete sign-up. The regular subscription period begins automatically as soon as the trial is over, so go to TryPrimeChannels.com/banter. That's TryPrimeChannels.com/banter. You can browse those more than 100 channels, and you can add a la carte right then and there. So guys, only pay for the channels you want with Prime Video Channels. Start your free trial of over 100 channels by visiting, once again, TryPrimeChannels.com/banter. That's TryPrimeChannels.com/banter. Check it out, guys. We love it.
The word channel was said a lot in that particular read.
Which one? Which one are you referring to, Mike?
That sounds great. That sounds fun.
Me too, man. So, how you doing, man? What did you do on the last episode of Dynamic Banter? I wasn't on it.
It was called 34 Questions for Delman. And me and Delman went to Ian Doki's Next Up studio. And 34 Questions for Delman is...
Is that a new Twitch show now? Because...
Yeah, it is a... it's an 18-question experience.
I would watch that show.
Designed to get the best possible podcast interview out of Andrew Delman.
Oh,
and I think it was a smashing success.
That's so fucking funny and awesome. I wish I could have heard it, and I wish there was a way for me to hear it. Unfortunately, there isn't.
I have a clip. Are you interested in hearing a clip?
I would love to hear a clip.
Okay, so why don't you kill a little bit of time?
Okay.
Here's one. This one is about bread, and I think you would be interested in this. This is called What is More Worth It, Making Farts or Making Bread?
What's more fun to make, bread or farts?
I'd be honest. I think bread. Farts are easier.
Well, there's no question.
But
everyone can make farts. Yeah, Not everybody can make bread.
But a fart is...
What's more satisfying when you really need to make bread?
Well, you know, bread is technically just a bunch of farts.
Yeah,
that's
yeast.
That's what it is. Yeah, so that's just farting a lot.
Sure.
It's eating and farting and then expanding this, like, balloon of farts.
Oh, this
so
is... I never even thought about it that way.
Yeah, they're just eating... And then the sugars, and then they're farting out, and then that's where the gluten holds it together, and that's why it gets big.
So when you're allergic to gluten.
Yeah, well, you're allergic to the outside. The farts are all right.
The farts are okay.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Okay, so when you're eating bread, you're just eating hard farts.
Oh, yeah, and same with beer. That's the bubble, the alcohol.
Eating hard farts is like what I would tell someone to do in seventh grade.
Yeah,
go eat a hard fart, Tiffany.
So that's what, just a little bit.
Whose garage did you guys get to record in there?
That's the studio. And the people who aren't as well versed in podcasting as we are, the microphones live here.
Oh.
You know, so then there's...
You hear everything in
ambience.
That room.
But you got to have a podcast mic. Even in that episode, Delman is like a foot and a half away from his microphone. Yeah. And I'm giving myself scoliosis.
It sounds like he's on speakerphone over here.
Yeah. Delman was in a different room in the same building. But it was really fun. Also, if you are able to, if you're ready and able to be a part of our Instagram experience, we've had the video episodes edited by Sarah Gullickson, and she's very great, and she's been editing stuff for a while, and we took a break, and now we're back at it, and clips are being uploaded all the time on the Dynamic Banter Instagram. You could also find out when we're dropping new t-shirts, as we will be for Halloween.
Yeah, and I just saw them, and they look great.
Hell yeah, glow in the dark ink, play B.I.
Glow in the dark ink. Hey, why don't you go glow in the dark ink with me?
What is going on? What are you doing with your... What's this situation?
I'm freezing cold.
Are you really?
No, no.
Oh.
Certainly not. I'm just having a fun time with my body over here. Mike, I'll give you I'll give you a choice here. We can either open mail right now or do a history road and then open mail. Or we open mail now, then do history road.
Let's open mail, then do history
road. Great. You're going to pick the...
Sorry, man. You should have let me. What's this from? Subway? Oh, no, man. Sometimes these packages...
What is that?
...make me nervous. This is from Keith Bloomgarden.
What is it? It's like just a package with nothing in it.
I got you an envelope and I destroyed it before I sent it. And there's... Why are there always... I have never been of a situation where our packages have been more destroyed than Dynamic Banter... Oh my god.
Look at the footprint on the front of it. Someone's like Nikes are on there.
Is that what that is?
Look at that.
That looks like a van pattern.
Okay, it could be a van. You would know.
That's a fishbone van pattern.
You would know.
I don't like it.
I know. Do you want me to open it for you because you're scared of what it could be in it?
The more dirty. I hope this is the thing from Subway.
If it is, can we read it?
Dude, what if you opened up this envelope and just blood came out?
Like shot out.
Like too much.
Like in The Shining.
Like Monty Python.
Yeah, yeah. I like that better. There's like actually poop on here.
Oh my goodness, great. This is just somebody who hates us. This is Wendy. Wendy sent us an envelope. Oh, there's an even smaller destroyed envelope inside. Look at
it really is a smaller destroyed envelope. From Ryder.
And in this one, even a smaller destroyed envelope.
I really hope it just keeps going. Somehow they managed to rip every important part of this. Ryder Flint, from Ryder Flynn.
This is from three different people already.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, Mike.
New York, New York.
This is a Subway thing.
Oh, my. What happened? Hey, Mike, sorry about this. We shot it out of a cannon all the way to California.
Heard a dog got to it.
Mike, we love that you love doing work at Subway.
Do you? You work at a Subway?
I never said that in my second job.
Is this a reveal that you work? Which Subway do you work at?
I also produce a podcast out of Subway. there's nothing like the fresh smell of bread for a bit of inspiration. Here's a little something for the next time you're trying to get some work done.
It's three...
Oh, doing work at Subway.
Oh, do you work at a Subway? You sometimes sit and write at a Subway or something?
I did it once. Okay. I eat Subway while I work.
Okay. Here's a $3.75 gift card for any cookie you want at Subway.
Pick one.
Pick any one cookie.
Just one. Don't spend it all at once. Well, if it's $3.95, or do. No judgments here. No, I think I tweeted something once that was like, I like doing work at Subway because there's nowhere else you could work that smells like bread.
Yeah.
Like a library.
It's crazy.
It's like a library that smells like bread.
Have you ever been to a place next door to a Subway?
Oh, yeah.
It also smells like a Subway.
Hell yeah.
The bread.
Can I get the... right.
Can I get an amen?
Xerox copies with Italian herbs and cheese. And this is going right into my Wallier. And Subway, not a sponsor for the time being, but thank you so much for my future Sammy.
Subway, if you want to send us money, you can be our sponsor.
That's actually all you need.
Ugh, duh. Sorry, I had to make the sound of... of a villain dying. You know?
Dude, that was actually the envelope. As soon as Steve ripped open the envelope.
Oh! Dear.
Somebody put a curse on the envelope to give it feelings and a personality.
And opening it released the curse.
It says here, this is from, who's it from?
Jack.
Oh, it's from Jack. New York, New York.
Oh, my God. What a fun bit we do here on the podcast.
We like to have fun.
Ah!
We're going to live forever.
Hey, banter boys. Not with that sound that came out of my body. That's the death knoll. Is that what it is? Knoll? Death toll? Death no, rattle?
Death Noel Gallagher.
Jesus. Hey, banter boys.
Like an old Confederate general.
My name is like in the bed inside the tent.
Those Yankees are coming up. Like
inside the tent. Like he's late at he's night. Done. Like he's
candle lit.
Yeah, like he's dying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've already taken both of his legs.
He has a musket wound in his eye.
Lizard boys. I'm gonna do a scene like that.
More whiskey.
Someone write a movie about someone write a comedy about the Civil War.
Yeah, it's an hour and a half of a Confederate general dying in bed, yeah. And Steve plays the Confederate
and
general.
Just dying the whole time, up blood into a handkerchief.
Yeah,
my name is Jack, and I'm a little boy from Minnesota. I cannot put into words how much you guys and your content has meant to me. I truly admire you, Mike and Steve.
Thank you, Jack.
And I hope to be as funny and as amazing as you, gentle boys, someday. I've listened to every episode of Dynamic Banter. Excuse me.
Well set.
At least 10 times, listening to the show helps calm my nerves and brighten my days.
How is that? That's so fascinating.
I know, calming nerves.
How is that possible?
How does this show calm your nerves?
Like, okay, well, I understand you're having a tough day. Understand you're having a tough day and you may have had a tough week. Maybe you blew your friends off for basketball, but it's important not to beat yourself up.
This podcast is the audio equivalent of what it must feel like to jump a car.
This is like if your ears had a panic attack. To jump a car.
This podcast is getting your eardrum shocked by lightning. How you calm during that? This podcast is the equivalent of having your head shaken by a full-grown gorilla. Doesn't stop.
And that's exactly how you should describe it to your friends.
Dynamic banter. It's like being your. It's like having your head like shaken like a full by a full-grown gorilla.
Just your head.
Just your head. Fuck, I'm going to tweet that out, too.
That's good. That's good. That's good PR.
What was the other one I was going to tweet out? The sequel to Get Out is called And Stay Out.
Yeah. I'll do the dynamic banter one.
Okay,
and
okay.
You do the stay out.
Okay. This package includes a shirt for Steve because it is a Hawaiian shirt design and the pattern is inspired by one of your favorite film franchises, Star Boys. No wrestling shirt, Mike. I'm sorry, but I hope the other goodies maybe make up for it. Much love and horn honks, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
We haven't honked a horn here in a bit.
Where are the horns?
Yeah.
That's your department.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Look at this shirt.
Oh, that looks like you bought it at the gift shop at the Max.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it has Star Boys on it.
This is great. What a great shirt. That's a huge size. That's a big shirt, sir.
That's an offensively sized shirt.
By the way, offensively big. What else is in here, though? I love that shirt. Mike, this is for you. Tic Tacs. Oh, Simpsons Tic Tacs.
Oh, that's cool. These are really cool.
And a Gunitamasani Tichi Lazy Egg.
Do not separate. It says do not separate.
Mike, I'm going to open this Lazy Egg.
This is beautiful. I don't know if you could see this, dude. Dude, they're drawn on.
They have the Simpsons on the Tic Tacs.
Yeah, I didn't know that there were drawings on Tic. This is like when you go to the pier, Santa Monica Pier, and there's, you can get your name on
name
rice.
Name written on rice,
This
yeah.
is like you can get your portrait drawn on to rice.
This is like getting your Simpsons drawn on rice. We're just cleaning it up.
I'll be done.
We're just cleaning it up.
What is that? What is that?
It's an ungiven damasinansi cheat.
Oh, goody time with keychain. Sad egg keychain.
It says here.
Dude, these are so fucking cool. These are so much cooler than they have any right to be.
This one says, there's a little talk bubble up top. You see it?
Yeah, but are these like best friend keychains?
I think if it is, we should definitely snatch them up.
There is a talk bubble. Would you mind reading this?
Yes. Do you know what it says? It says it on there. It does say something. Mike, I know what it actually says. Do you want me to say what it actually says?
Yes, please.
Ichiban natsunitsu konnichiwa. Arigatou gozaimasu. Tsunitsuku.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Which translates to, don't want to be like everyone else.
All of that?
Yeah. It literally translates to, don't want to be like everyone else.
Nice. This is the Gavin DeGraw Goody Tama.
I can't open it.
This stuff is cool, man.
Yeah.
This is Japanese.
It's Japanese.
They have a different way of going about things.
They've got a different...
They're all different over there. Have you noticed that in the East?
In Japan, they've become different.
But I mean, like, I don't know. They just have different stuff and different packaging for the things. And then everyone adapts it once a billion people buy it over there. Everyone over here is like, oh, we need to do more stuff like that.
We're catching up with Japan's packaging and their cuteness.
Forever. The way they dress.
And we always will be, I think.
Yeah, that's fine. The amount of screen panels that they use.
This can't be open.
For Avatar. Well, that's too bad.
It just cannot be open, so that's too bad, isn't it?
I don't want to be like everybody else.
Mike, you want to open this up?
Sure. This is from? This has been from Sama Jones. Good friend of the show. Friend of every show that I'm on. Sama Jones. And her husband, Clinton Jones.
Sama Jones, there be days like this. Day.
They have they have a catering company. They're extremely good cooks. I've had their food on multiple occasions.
They send us food. Are they going to send us food?
What is this? This is a super fight.
Oh.
Oh, that I... Dude, I sent all this to them. And this got returned back to me.
Wait, is this really... Is this really a return package?
These are return packages that I sent to them that was sent back to me. Is there a note that says, I don't want any of this shit?
It says, person does not live here.
Oh, word? Okay, well, Sama, if you're listening, and Clint, I sent you a bunch of stuff, and don't watch the video episode if you don't want to know.
Return to Sama. This shit's not yours.
All right, let's do a history road because I bungled it. That's the second thing I bungled this episode. Can you find the first one?
What's that, Mike?
It's the second thing I bungled in this episode.
Is there another? Oh, secret. I dare you to find the other one.
History. History.
This History Road comes from Melissa Zaforo. It says, History Road, three strikes equals an oopsie. Hello, Mike and Steve. First, I just want to say that I absolutely love your podcast, even though I have to re-listen a lot because I have no idea how you got from one topic to the next. Yeah, no one's really made a comment about that, but that's very true.
Oh, these goddamn logical people. Poking holes.
The bits always make me laugh, usually in inappropriate settings like a library or when my housemates are trying to sleep. Regardless, you both bring me so much joy into my life, and I am forever grateful. I've been a longtime fan, starting with SourceFed in 2013, and now this podcast and the Valley Folk. Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You've helped me shape my sense of humor, so now I'm as twisted and noise-oriented as you guys. Now, here's my much-anticipated history road. Three strikes equals an oopsie. Three strikes is a term commonly used in America's greatest pastime, also known as bowling. Just a helpful note. It was summer of 2017, going into my junior year. I was living in an on-campus apartment at my college in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
What is MI? Mississippi?
Minneapolis.
Grand Rapids, Mississippi. It should have been another day of going to work, coming back and doing homework for my online summer class. Slight vomit. I love slight vomit. That's funny.
Just a little bit of slight vomit here.
Nonetheless, I was sitting at my desk in my room in an old t-shirt from my freshman year, yoga pants that pretty much covered my feet since I'm only about 5 leal boys tall, and obviously no bra because those are basically mini straight jackets on your chest. Hell yeah, girl!
I never thought about that.
Hell yeah!
Burn them.
Fight the patriarchy! Free the nipple, baby!
And the rest of the boob as well.
All of a sudden, I hear someone answer our apartment door. I hear 2 adult males and 2 of my female roommates talking to them. I decided to crawl out of my cave and see who it was. I opened my door and right in front of me stood the college's dean of students and our new president we just elected. And I basically looked like I got hit by a bus. And when it turned around to see if I was okay, it hit me again.
Did the bus hit you twice?
With a friendly smile. That's how she said she looked. She looked like a bus hit her and then turned around and hit her again.
Oh, I like it.
With a friendly smile, Mr. President introduced himself to me as I tried to make it less obvious how embarrassed I was. Little did I know, that was only strike one. Our dean was giving the president a tour of all the residential buildings and asked if he could see what an apartment bedroom looked like. Oh, no. My room was the cleanest, so I said, no problem, go ahead. No, it was a problem, because as soon as he stepped his fancy feet into my room, I had a realization. The bra that I should have been wearing at that point in time was literally hanging off my bedroom door, along with one or two others. Like, there was no way you wouldn't see them. They were basically dangling in his face. Strike two.
Dude, that's
what
kind of weird? That's weird.
That she had her bras on her doorknob?
No. It's weird that this grown man was like, I want to see inside of girls' room now.
Well, he was being taken on a tour by the fancy person.
Yeah,
and then
you know,
he asked if he could see what a room looks like, and she said since hers was the cleanest, she offered to show his room.
Oh, she offered.
She offered, yeah.
Okay. Cuz even like real life landlords need to give you 24 hours.
Right, of course. Well, this is the president of these
United States.
Yes, and you gotta let the president in no matter what. As both gentlemen made a little more small talk, they left to continue on the campus tour. The door closed, and I immediately told my roommates the origin of my awkwardness and embarrassment. We all started laughing, and I thought it was over when they left. Tit wasn't. I looked across our living room.
That's just good writing. That's all that is.
I looked into our living room, into our kitchen, when I saw it. A magnet holding up a white card from the classic game Cards Against Humanity that just says scrotum. I had put it on our fridge earlier in the week because why not? It's funny. I love that. I would have laughed at that.
Hell yeah.
But it stayed there while the goddamn president of my college toured my apartment and I was staring at him the entire time. There it was, strike three. So basically, too long didn't read. The president of my college toured my apartment only to find a disheveled, homeless-looking person, multiple over-the-shoulder boulder holders, and the word scrotum plastered to our fridge.
This ratty chick loves balls. That's what he thought.
This woman that just so happens to wear bras likes scrotums.
Dude, I think that presidents and deans have this misconception about them. As far as like when you're a college student and you think of the dean or the president of the university, yeah, you're like, here's a man in his office who cares a lot about the students, but thinks that they're just being like quiet and studious at all times.
Right, right, right.
Any president of any college knows that everyone's trying to get fucked.
Oh, and everyone's in what some would say the most sexually active time of their lives.
Yeah, for some.
And for some, also in a time where they're discovering their personalities, yeah, and they're
saying racist things.
They're saying all the racist things. They can't control their fingers. They can't control their toes.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, 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 no.
Bad, 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 bad.
If by some miracle you read this on the podcast, thank you, bunches, my sweet horn honking boys. If not, that's cool. I'll just cry myself to sleep for the rest of my life.
No, don't.
Much love from Michigan.
Dude, thank you.
Oh, it's Michigan, not
Grand
Mississippi.
Grand Rapids, Michigan, for sure.
Thank you for revealing that at the end. Thank you, Melissa Zaforo, and what a history road in is. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to the podcast today. I want to thank our sponsor, Amazon Prime Video.
It smells like cat food in here. Did you fart?
I can't smell, so yes.
Okay. Dude, there's this kid I play basketball with when I show up that he got a concussion.
Yeah,
and
he was
can't
concussed.
Smell anymore.
At all?
At all.
Are you fucking kidding me?
At all. He has to shower for other people.
Do they send him into the mines first?
And all if right. he, it's if real he... silfery down there. Oh, I'll go.
I'll
it's
go
no,
first.
It's no big deal.
Well, you know how they send the birds and they take a bird and they, they put him into a giant cage and they send him in.
No.
And then if he comes out and he's dead in the cage, that means that it smelled like gas in there.
If that fully grown man is dead in a bird cage, don't go into the cave.
There should be a warning sign outside that says that.
Yeah, and there's a sign that they use that has a little illustration.
All right, I'm fucking done. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Dynamic Banter. Welcome back, Steve. Thank you so much. Mike, thank you for handling the last episode of Dynamic Banter in a garage.
My pleasure. I'm sorry that I was late today.
Oh, no, that's fine. It's a water under the bridge that great. Darren Gerdner was under where our voices could not be heard.
Darren has burned the bridge.
But anyway, yeah, I want to thank you all for listening. And once again, if you'd like to send us something, give me that goddamn package, will you?
Oh, I wouldn't read it off this one.
Well, it's just the Dynamic Banter address.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
If you'd like to send us some fun stuff, which you don't have to, but it'd be nice. You know, actually, I'm just going to announce it now. I think I'm not going to keep the P.O. box for very much longer.
Okay.
Because we have a Valley Folk one, and why have two different boxes?
Yeah, let's get everything taken over by
we
the
could
Valley.
Just...
You know what? And if you'd like to help out Dynamic Banter, instead of buying the t-shirt, why don't you go over to patreon.com?
But yeah, if you want to send us some stuff for the time being, and we'll let you know if we shut down that P.O. box, but just send it to Dynamic Banter.
That's smart.
4335 Van Nuys Boulevard, number 156.
Well, why don't you just give them the Valley Folk?
Well, because I don't know it off the top of my head. Yeah. Okay. And we'll keep this around for a while. 4335 Van Nuys Boulevard, number 156, Sherman Oaks, California, 91403. And if you need to copy and paste it or something, we have it on our Instagram profile bio or whatever. Yeah, just go to our Instagram.
Go ahead and follow
there.
That while you're there. Also, there is a really, really cool t-shirt coming out that I showed Steve. I showed the camera in the video podcast for the celebration of what, and I don't want to overstep any boundaries here, but one of my favorite holidays of all time. And I would imagine that it's yours because of all the goofy spookiness that happens.
Is that you speaking about Hallow's Eve?
Hallow's Eve. We have a commemorative limited edition t-shirt, and I think it's going to be like a drippy Dynamic Banter with slime all over it and gook. And
ew.
It's going to be glow-in-the-dark ink. So we'll have that on dynamicbanter.clothing.
And I can't wait to wear that with pride, and I can't wait to see you guys wearing those out in the wild, too, which would be really, really sweet. So,
next stop, Toronto.
You're listening to this now, which means you may have seen us in Toronto already, or you haven't yet, but I do know Saturday at Buffer Festival, the Valley Folk will be presenting a world premiere sketch at their comedy portion of the
screening
of the comedy screening of the festival.
Yeah.
So if you want to check that out, I don't know how many tickets are left. It seems like maybe not much, but if you want to see the Valley Folk's latest sketch before anyone else in the world, and you live in Toronto, check it out at Buffer Festival. And I think we're going to do some kind of karaoke bar thing there too. So if you don't get Buffer Festival tickets, just watch our Twitters and we'll post a location on where we'll be hanging out. You guys can chill with the Valley Folk if you'd like. And also, the one Mr. Mike Falzone will also be in Toronto. What are you doing there, buddy?
On the 27th, I have three shows that are sold out, so don't worry about those. And then on Friday, Saturday, I'll be doing club spots at the Corner Comedy Club, which means it's a 10-minute set. So I'm doing three 45 to an hour minute sets on Thursday. Friday, Saturday, I'm doing club spots. And then on Sunday, me and Elliot will be doing a full show in Niagara Falls at the Corner Comedy Club.
That's so rad.
Yeah.
Don't hurt yourself, Mike. That's a lot of stuff.
We're living our passions. We're living
that's
our
true.
Truth.
That's true. You don't want to have any regrets on that Beth dead. So guys, thank you so much for listening to Dynamic Banter. Of course, if you want to check out Mike's stuff, you can go to MikeFalzone.com. And also you can go to patreon.com/thevalleyfolk if you want to help support the Valley Folk in any way that you can. We much appreciate it because we're hardworking boys over here trying to make content, trying to survive in this post-YouTube saturated, oversaturated world.
Please support Kevin Plachy.
Please. That boy is so... And it's Plachy, but...
whatever.
Please support him. He's a very handsome boy, and that handsomeness won't survive.
I would pay to see a sketch where Elliot takes him around as his kid.
Yeah, they really do look related, don't they? All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening, and we appreciate you very much, and we'll catch you next time on the Dynamic Bit.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.